Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Break number one, he is a no-go. Got a message from him later on Tuesday, which said, Bill, I am in bed. I am sick with the virus. I will not be able to go in the morning. So I sent him a reply. Feel better. Just chill it out and get better. We'll see you hopefully next week. So no Brett Ciancia today. Top of hour two, Blake Ruffino will be with us. And always fun to get down into the boot with him. And we'll quite a bit to talk about there, obviously. Dan Harrelson, Sports Illustrated, covers the Vols. We'll get him in here. Also, hour two. That is the guesting for today. 615-844-5600. If you do want to check in on the phone, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Yes, and Mike Farrell says he'll join us on Thursdays. Not every Thursday we're going to do it. But probably next Thursday I'll bring him back and we'll spend a long segment talking recruiting with him. Speaking of that, it's late June. Again, you can't sign until later in December. Matter of fact, Tom out in Jamaica was pointing out weeks and weeks ago that, hey, the period's even further back in December. This year it's like the 21st or something of December, so right before Christmas. Point is, long way away. But it's still fun to look at the recruiting rankings. Even though today is not near the finish line, it's interesting. But I'm not looking at the rankings at the top. We've done that a bunch. I believe Ohio State's now in the one slot, and Notre Dame's too, etc. But I'm just starting in the 20s. Alabama is 23rd. Now, they only have 8 commits, and that will not hold there. We all know that. The U, even with the Rashada kid committed the other day, is 26th. Florida is 30th. Florida's got 9 commits. Duckies have 8 commits. They're number 31. Now, they may be in the lead for Dante Moore. Who knows? We'll check on that one, too. But nothing new there that I know of. Nebraska's number 34. Nebraska's not a recruiting ranking school. They'll never have been. They weren't even a recruiting ranking school much under Dr. Tom. Florida State is 37th. That is, I would think, going to get better. They've got 9. Oklahoma is 39th. They have 8. Hokies are 40th. LSU is 45th. In recruiting. Now, you know how we joke? They give you 50, and then you have to hit that button that says load more. So you hit load more, and you get to, well, there's Vanderbilt, there's Kentucky, there's the Aggies. Now, the Aggies are coming off that number one class, and they have, is it 5 commits? That number obviously won't come close to holding for them. Michigan is 55th. Now, Here's a point. Michigan just got a decommit from a linebacker. We're going to talk about this out of Tallahassee. Ole Miss, Baby Kiff is 56th in there. So on and so forth. Okay. Michigan just got a decommit from their highest rated player, Raylan Wilson, out of Tallahassee, Florida. Lincoln High School announced that on Tuesday. Later on Tuesday, he's the number 81 prospect in the class, according to On3 and their consensus. Now, originally committed to Michigan over Georgia, he has visited in June Florida and Georgia. Apparently Alabama is sniffing around that one, and so is Florida State. Obviously Florida State, because he's a local kid. Here's a quote. Alabama is another school I've been talking to. They want me to visit in July. Florida State is a school close to home, and they've always been recruiting me hard. Georgia and Florida are two schools I'm still looking at. Now, back to Michigan. And Michigan's got a good team coming back. They're not going to be favored over Ohio State, but they are the defending Big Ten champs. So this doesn't affect the roster today at all. But flirting and the vibes were you were leaving for the Vikings, right? And then the offer didn't come. And then some differences now on the staff because of this probably isn't helping a lot in recruiting from Michigan. Again, they're not going to keep this 50-something number. That won't hold. I'm not even suggesting. But I'm just wondering about their struggles right now. And it's just June. Look, if they go through and they have another really good year, they're going to have a good class. I'm not worried about that part. But they're struggling a little bit right now. And that decommit right there didn't help much either. Now, again, he's a Tallahassee kid. How likely was it that that commit would have held anyways? You could debate that. Didn't Clyde bring this up a couple of weeks ago? And I believe he wanted me to ask Gator Dave. It wasn't Tuesday this week, but I think a few weeks back that did come up on the show. I think it did. Yeah, I think it did. No Brett Ciancia today. He is not feeling good. Matter of fact, let me find it. Bill, and this was yesterday afternoon, later in the afternoon. Unfortunately, Bill, I'm bedridden. I've got the virus. Won't be able to do the show in the morning. Hopefully, I'll be back next week. And I just replied, no worries. Hope you feel better soon. So no Brett Ciancia today. Blake Ruffino coming up. Top of hour two. And also Dan Harrelson from Sports Illustrated will be checking in. He covers Tennessee for SI. Dan does a really good job. This is Josh up in London, Ohio. And this is a tweet from 11 Warriors, which does a good job. They cover the Buckeyes. 21 days ago, Landon Pace set an opportunity to continue the legacy his father, legendary offensive tackle Orlando Pace, left would mean the world. Tight end Landon Pace, now this is the class of 25, has received an offer from the Buckeyes. I don't think that's real shocking at all. With the commitment of four-star corner Kayan Lee, Ohio State has landed one of the longest coveted cornerback targets that brings a ball-hawking style to Seabus, Ohio. Now, this happened after, well, he decommitted from Georgia back in February. And it's a pretty good article here. 5'11", 185 quarterback from the state of Georgia. He's from Columbus. No, he's not from Carver. He's from Cedar Grove. Yeah, Cedar Grove. Sorry about that. He's not from Seabus, Georgia. But there's an article there that he points out about this kid. Well, look, and first of all, the Buckeyes are a national big-name brand, so they can go recruit whatever state. But teams are going to get players out of Georgia. There's way too many players. It's like Florida. There's going to be a lot of good players not at Florida, Florida State, and Miami just because of numbers. Same with Texas. Same with California. You're always going to have really, really good players. Like the best player in America plays for Alabama, is from Georgia. And that's going to happen. But no, if the point is CBUS is a national recruiting star brand and they can go places and get players, well, that's true. But that's not new news. Shannon in South Bend, Bill, ask Blake if Brian Kelly and Blake will be with us top of hour two. I can already sense the sarcasm in this tweet. Bill, ask Blake if Brian Kelly prefers to do his recruiting on the front nine or the back nine, and which course is preferred down in the boot. I can just sense the sarcasm there in that. Does Brian Kelly like to do his recruiting on the front or back nine? Or what about the 19th hole, which is the bar after? I mean, he's a Boston Irish Catholic guy, you know, kind of has that, I'm Catholic too, has their reputation, like it to get to the 19th hole. I can say it, it's self-deprecating. Yeah, I can say those things. It's okay. Big boys can handle it. It's a pretty good one there from Shannon, though. I'll ask Blake. That might not be the first question, but I might get to it. A lot of transfer portal news out there, too. Tons of transfer portal news that's always floating around. Baseball news. LSU's taken in, is it four now, including Carter Young, who was the shortstop at Vanderbilt. And tell you what, had a fantastic sophomore year. Carter Young did. Junior year this year, offensively, no. No. Matter of fact, got yanked, got benched late in the season, and they moved the freshman third baseman from California to shortstop because Young was not hitting. And I don't know how many games he – I only remember one game. It could have been more. But I'm sure that was the deal breaker for him. So he jumped in the portal, even though I didn't even know he was in the portal, and he is now committed to LSU baseball. Got Christian Little there, too, off the Vandy roster, and got Tommy Tanks as well. Yeah, they're loading up. Baseball team loading up pretty good down there. Coaches coming into year number two. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll get the break.
Good morning. Traffic flow looks pretty good right now as we check it out live. I-40 out here in West Nashville. Coming through Bellevue looks good. Passing Highway 70 in both directions. Some radar in Wilson County this morning. Be careful as you make your way down I-40 through parts of Mount Juliet. And 65 still looks good up through Brentwood. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, they're home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out today at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, Ray here from Run With It. Let me tell you about our sponsor, Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House. And with four locations in Bellevue, Murfreesboro, Spring Hill, and East Nashville, they're your home for the best gourmet pizza and craft beers in Music City. Join me on Monday nights at the East Nashville location for poker night. And if you think you know everything, try Wednesday night trivia at both locations. Gourmet pizzas, craft beers, online at boom, BOZZ.com. Boom Boss Craft Pizza and Tap House.
From the big game to the big dance, Bar Line to the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is your game day and watch party headquarters. Don't worry about entertaining guests and trying to feed everyone. Sit back, relax, cheer on your team, and let the Bar Line staff take care of you. Grab a Bar Line signature cocktail and enjoy some wicked deviled eggs. Or a Bar Line's double stack and finish it off with some Jack and Coke chocolate cake. Bust your belly and your bracket at Bar Line, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Tell you though, one of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, so you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Biscuits, Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Kentucky gets Raymond Jefferson, All-American running back, transfer from Sam Houston State. 5'10", 215. Rushed for, I think, to date in his career, something like 4,000 yards. It says here 4,000 yards and 52 touchdowns. Visited Kentucky and has committed there. Now, over the course of his four-year collegiate career, he was at Maine, then Garden City, which is Kansas Junior College, and then Sam Houston State, which is down in Houston. And he has decided on Kentucky. Now, I'll tell you, I'll give credit where it's due. There is a certain person banned still on this show from the borough, but he sends me emails, and here's one of them. Bill, Raymond Jefferson to Kentucky. Also from Rocky Top, they get D. Beckwith, 6'5", 230. Says, reminds me of Al Baker from KD's Kentucky back in the day. Not built at all. Al Baker was 6'1 or something. This kid's 6'5. Al Baker's a way better running back than this guy. This guy is 6'5, 230. I don't know. Unless you're Derrick Henry, you're not playing running back at that size. Derrick Henry can do it, yes. But good luck finding another one like Derrick Henry, right? Yeah. I love, and he didn't make this comparison, but I love the, hey, well, he does it. Well, fine. Okay, he does it, but there's not another one like that that I know of. Not in that category. Not that good. You can find them. Will in Athens, Alabama, Bill, whatever happened to the guy in the borough? Well, he's still there. Nothing happened. He's still there. He works. He's in the newspaper business, so he's up there where he lives and does his job. But he sends me emails. He always finishes them with still banned in the borough, which is true, which is accurate. Josh up in London, Ohio. Ask Blake about this too. Brian Day loves taking things from Brian Kelly, like taking candy from a baby. Says Darren Reed will choose either Ohio State or LSU when he commits Monday. I'll ask. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I will ask. You guys are jumping all over Brian Kelly this morning. Shannon from South Bend, Bill. Ask Blake if Brian Kelly prefers recruiting on the front nine or the back nine, and what is his choice when it comes to courses down there in the booth. Some shots here early. Y'all, easy. The news came out yesterday, yes, about the ACC. And they had been discussing this, and they have their future format in place. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina, big Clemson fan. Bill, I'm excited about the ACC doing away with divisions. Some people are upset about who they have to play every year, but they should focus on getting to play everybody every 2 years. It's a sin that Clemson hasn't been to Blacksburg in 10 years, Bill. The format is out. Beginning in 23, there is no more Coastal or Leaders or Legends or... I know, I'm combining leagues. It's just going to be one division, and it's a 3-5-5 format. Three permanent teams, and then over the next 2 years, you play everybody. Now here is... And I'm going to just give you some of them. And the Georgia Dog was talking about this yesterday. I was discussing this with him. We were texting each other. Florida State, man. Their permanent three are Clemson, which is the best program in the league by far. The U, which if you listen to Mike Farrell, he thinks they're coming back. And then Syracuse. If the U is indeed on their way back, and I still need prima facie evidence on this because we have been lied to so many times through the years, last two decades, but let's just play the game, whether it's true or not. If indeed we're back, Florida State probably got the roughest permanent teams when this was released on Tuesday. Clemson, the U, then Syracuse, okay? Syracuse, not so much. A couple of years ago, they were good. The U gets Boston College, Louisville, and Florida State. That's, Boston College is a pretty good program. Good, relatively new coach. What's Halfley going into year three? Louisville, if they hold it, gets the number one running back in America out of Texas. Do they hold that commit? That's the question there. We got a lot of Hokie fans out there. Pitt, Virginia, and Wake Forest. That's pretty tough right there now. I mean, Wake was in the ACC championship game a year ago. They're considered a very good team this year, and they have the claw fence, Dave Clawson. Pitt just won the league. They're well coached. And then you have Virginia sitting there, which can be pesky, yes. So not an easy go there. Virginia gets Louisville, North Carolina, Virginia Tech. Let me jump into some others. I gave you Florida State, obviously. Clemson gets... Who do they get? They get Georgia Tech. They get Florida State in there. I'd say Clemson gets a pretty good run there. Now Clemson, well, let me back up. Clemson gets Georgia Tech. They get NC State in there too. Boston College gets Pitt, Syracuse, and the U. But again, it's a 3-5-5 format. That was announced on Tuesday. The SEC has not decided what they're going to do yet. If I'm the SEC, I would not be opposed to announcing an 8-game format. Don't go to 9 until you know there is agreement on the future expansion. Once you get that agreement, you can tweak it again. I know it's a big pain in the neck. They may not want to do that. Oh, Will wants to know, Bill, I was just asking, did you ban Jeff in the Borough? Yes, he got banned. Yes. This was a while back, and he called in and tried to grave dance, and we told him we're not going to allow that. So you're not going to come on the show and grave dance about somebody's mortality. It's not happening. Yeah, that's not happening. No fan in the 863. Bill, do you think Norvell is a strong enough recruiter to bring Florida State back? I like him as a coach. I know that resources are an issue. With Norvell, we are in the vetting stage, but I don't want to say we're running out of time. But we don't have unlimited time. I know that's Captain Obvious stuff, but I think this year is very critical. Now, I'm not saying win it or get out. That's not where we're at with him. But they need to show another level of consistency. Jim and Jupiter's been saying 8 wins should be around the line. I think that's fair. Now, if he wins 7, do you fire him? I don't think they would, but we've got to see more day-to-day consistency. It's still very uneasy down there right now. And the recruiting is not going Florida State well. It's pretty good. It's not Florida State good. It just isn't. And I don't know that it's trending in that direction. That's the problem. You need evidence. And we don't have enough evidence about their climb back to prominence yet. Just Business down in Hoover, Alabama. Somewhat recently retired. He's retired a couple of months ago? And he's traveling. His son's being recruited. He's an offensive tackle at Hoover. So they're going to schools and been to Harvard. They've been to Duke. They've been to SEC schools. They've been all over the place. He's been in Europe hanging out, man. Dude's living the life. Says Bill, and he's talking about that ACC release. Wake, Pitt, and Syracuse. Sounds like our next 3 homecoming games, Bill. Talking about, obviously, Alabama. Brent in Macon, Georgia. Bill, why are we talking ACC football? The last 5 years, it only stands for all centered on Clemson. Well, all 5 years except for maybe not last year. Pitt and Wake had a little something to do with that. Although now, look, we need to see a lot of things out of Clemson this year, like the offense in particular, the quarterback play, all that. But they did, I will say this, the damage had been done early to them a year ago, but they played a lot better down the stretch. Noted improvement in their play. Again, their bigger picture had already been wiped away. You could factor that in, but they played much better once we got towards the back end there. Blake Ruffino checking in, and he said, I'm not even looking at the name, but this has to be Josh. And it was about a recruit. It was about how Ryan Day likes to take things from Brian Kelly, and it was a recruit that was mentioned. Yes, you're right. Yeah, Blake will be on. We got some good football to talk about with him, and obviously we have some baseball, actually. All those transfers coming in, man. Yeah, all those transfers coming into LSU baseball. I'm going to tell you a feeling that I've never had in my life, that I had the last couple of weeks and certainly having now. There is a sport that is other than college football that has me thinking already about next year, which I don't do much. I do a little bit of it in college basketball, a little bit, but nothing like college football. And still, there's nothing like college football in our world, right? I'm not an NFL guy. Not a pro guy at all, period. But, and it's college baseball. I have never in my life thought about what a team's going to look like next year in college baseball. As far as I know, it's never occurred to me. I've had myself thinking about LSU. I've had myself obviously thinking about Ole Miss coming off a natty. Now, I'm not predicting this, but Mississippi State won a natty and didn't even get in the tournament. Again, not a prediction. It's just year to year. It's hard, right? I find myself wondering about Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's in a pretty good transition right now. They have a wonderful recruiting class, depending on the draft now. Vanderbilt gets hit hard in the draft because of the level of players they get in recruiting. Vanderbilt baseball, I know this sounds ridiculous, is Alabama football in recruiting. Except the problem is Alabama doesn't lose their recruits to the draft. Out of high school, Vandy can and does. Sometimes a rocker will stay lighter. I mean, they've had big names stay, but they lose a lot. Matter of fact, Andrew Jones' kid, who's committed to Vanderbilt, not going to make it there. He may be one of the top, couple of picks in the whole draft coming up out of Georgia. Found myself wondering about Tennessee. And they're going to lose maybe as many as 8 starters, but they've got pitching, maybe not the depth they had, but they've got pitching. They got the kid from Missouri who sat out this last year with arm problems. And they have the shortstop who is spectacular from Kansas. He's from Hawaii coming in, and they're still waiting on some guys. But Oklahoma baseball, the season, they're Texas. The Aggies, the year they are coming off of. I never have thought about those things in my life until now. It's never come up. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling to actually be sincerely interested in that. Now, football's president, and obviously we've got the playing portion sneaking up on us. That's what's dominant on the show, but those other little elements do find themselves interesting with me. Anyways, we'll get the break. Blake coming up top of Hour 2. Blake Rapino and Dan Harrelson after that. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's actually looking pretty good right now as we check out this traffic over here in Wilson County. Coming down I-40 right now through Mount Julie. It looks pretty good. It's some radar earlier on 24 as you come past the Jolton exit. They're still working that wreck at Doverside and Dickerson Pike right at the intersection. Ripley's has a great summer camp experience lined up for the kids. Check it all out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Do you find yourself looking for new and exciting things to do locally with your family during the hot summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free. Kids Bowl Free is a summer pass where your kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join in on the fun. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, and Murfreesboro, or visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare and sign up today. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
The boys of summer are heating up. The Atlanta Braves are locked in and ready. And the Braves Radio Network's making sure you don't miss a single moment.
2-1 pitch. There's a missile. Deep right. Back towards the corner. Damage done by Matt Olson.
Tonight, the huge division battles roll on in Philadelphia as Ronald Acuna and the Braves take on the Philadelphia Phillies from Citizens Bank Park.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:50 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Decommits everywhere. My Wolverines lost four-star linebacker Raylan Wilson after a visit to Georgia, and Jimbo lost 23 defensive lineman Johnny Bowens after a trip to Oregon. And Clyde's a big Michigan fan. We talked about this earlier, Clyde. You're probably just checking in. Duke, SMU, he says, Kansas State, and Rutgers all have a higher ranking than Michigan right now. Wilson was our highest ranked. Now, he's from Tallahassee. And, yes, he visited Florida, too. And I was reading an article before the show, and he mentioned Alabama and a flirtation there, and he mentioned, who did he mention? Florida, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida State. Sorry, the local team right there where he's from. He said they've been recruiting him forever. So we'll see what happens there with him. And there's also a picture of this kid running track. He runs like a 10-9, 100 meters, and he's a linebacker. He's 6'2", 215, which gives you a little idea about some of his athleticism there. Now, here's the thing about Michigan's at least current struggles, which I don't know. Look, if Michigan has a good year again, and it doesn't have to be the Big Ten championship, but if they have a good, solid year again, they're going to get good players. That won't be a problem. But what will it mean in comparison to the number one enemy, and that is Ohio State? Now, you just beat them, but on paper, they're better than you as we go into the new year. That's the question mark right now. Tell you what, let's do this. Let's take a call. Let's go down to Jupiter. And, Jim, what's up?
Well, speaking of that, Billy, I don't really sweat over Lincoln players because Lincoln players just never really do much. I mean, not just from FSU, but they're just one of those schools that's really good, but once the players go to college, they don't ever do much. The only, you know, you had Antonio Cromartie and a few here and there, but for a team that wins state titles or plays for them, they don't produce players that you would think. And the same with Armwood down a little bit south. They get all these big-time players that are recruited highly, but they don't do much once they get to college. Yes. I'd like to have the kid, but I don't sweat over Lincoln players.
Right. I hear you.
But, you know, Billy, you know what? I'm on US-1 right now. I'm headed to the Keys. I'm about 20 minutes outside. I'm passing a bar called the Last Chance Saloon. Last chance to grab a beer before you go to the Keys.
So you're heading back down there?
Headed, but you know I'm here a lot, so yeah. Headed back down. Going to do some snorkeling today, fishing a couple of days, do some relaxation, head down to Key West, do the whole thing.
What did you say? From West Palm, from Jupiter, West Palm, that area is about, what, 3 hours for you?
Well, to Key, I'm going a marathon, so today, now I had to go through all that traffic. It's going to take me 3.5 hours. Just to get to the middle Keys. But that's, I don't have to go all the way down. So
right.
I'm hitting the Keys right this. I mean, I'm literally going into the Keys now. So not too much longer. I got up early and I'm on the road.
Sun's already up there, right?
Tell you, huh?
The sun's already up where you're driving.
Oh, yeah. Sun's up. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, no, it's okay. So you were talking about, like, where we are with Norvell. And, I mean, I think you hit it. Like, right, the nail on the head is that it's time to show me something, you know? It's time. I mean, he had a couple years, and believe me, he walked into a mess. I mean, these players, none of these players really were recruited by him. The guys that we got last year were all transfer players, portal players. A lot of these guys are portal players. But we need to see something this year. So this is what I say. I say 5 wins. You're automatically fired. 6 wins, you could be fired, but you're dead man walking if you don't get fired. 7 wins, it could go either way. You know, he'll be kept, but it may not, you know, going to happen. It might not happen. But we need to see 8 for you to be on the right trajectory. There's no more excuses. He's been there enough. I think he's a good coach. I just don't know, like, what you were talking about. The recruiting is not there. Now, I get it. It's hard to recruit when you stink. But, you know, you got to sell them something. And we're all like, let's see it this year. We got to see something. We got to see some wins over teams like LSU, which I don't think is going to be that good. I want to see wins over teams like Florida, Miami, Clemson. Not saying all of them, but you need to get some wins there. What do you think about what I just said?
No, I think that's fair. No, I think that's very fair. Now, we don't know what their tolerance level would be to fire another guy. Because, got to remember, Allen in Tampa was out there at that golf tournament. He was told by one of the former players that they don't have the money to run him. So.
Yeah, well, we definitely are. We're not where we'd like to be. But I've also heard it's not as bad as many have thought, meaning that if we had to make a move, we could. We don't want to, for sure. But you come in with 5 wins this year, and he's gone. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to have a solid year. You have a good one.
Yeah, man. Drive safe down there in the Keys. Got to get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still looks pretty good right now. Coming down 65 through Madison. It's checking out okay at the moment. I-40 through Mount Julian. Now, wrapping up a crash over in Doverside at Dickerson Pike. Limited radar I-40 coming through Dixon County. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar. They are home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. They have other flavors. Check out that birthday cake wine. Red Velvet's pretty good. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
Major League Baseball tonight, the Atlanta Braves will be on the road to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Kyle Wright, the right-hander, getting the start for Atlanta. Phillies countering with Ranger Suarez. Atlanta minus a run and a half, plus 120 on the run line. Philadelphia plus a run and a half, minus 140. On the money line, Atlanta minus 130. The Phillies plus 120. The over-under in Philadelphia is sitting at 8.5. NASCAR racing on Sunday, the Quick Trip 250 at Road America in Wisconsin. Chase Elliott, the defending champion, is the favorite at plus 500. For VSiN.com, I'm Tony DeZiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
If you want to spend quality time outdoors with your family, coworkers, employees, or friends, nothing beats a guided fishing trip. Since 2004, Brian Carper's Guide Service has offered trips on Percy Priest, Old Hickory, and Center Hill Lakes and is the top-rated guide service in Middle Tennessee. Brian Carper's Guide Service offers bass boat and pontoon trips for all sizes with 4, 6, and 8-hour trips available for bass, crappie, and hybrids. All equipment plus water and snacks are provided, and they'll even clean your catch for free. Check out Brian Carper's Facebook page or call 615-801-2408. That's 615-801-2408. And online at briancarper.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, sunny, high near 91. Mostly clear tonight, low around 70. Mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Teams that were not ranked well at the moment, and it's late June. But you just wonder, for example, Ole Miss. You just wonder if Baby Kiff even cares about recruiting rankings, because he is, as we know, doing tons in the transfer portal. Zach Evans, Troy Brown, Mason Brooks, Jackson Dart, Michael Trigg, Malik Heath, Ulysses Bentley, Jalen Robinson, Deshaun Jerkins, Jacoby Moore. I mean, this is a huge. They got They've got 17 transfers coming in at Ole Miss. 17. I think some are not, they just don't really care what anybody thinks about the high school. Now, that's not Alabama or Georgia or what have you, but I'm just talking about some other teams out there. There's a different route than there's ever been for some of these teams. And if you're doing it like Ole Miss is doing it, you're doing it in a highly effective way. L-Dog says, Bill, most all the crystal ball predictions for Raylan Wilson out of Tallahassee is for Georgia. He said, usually when Rusty crystal balls something, you can expect a commit soon. Now, Georgia, when he originally committed, the other team, if it was a two-team race, was Georgia. So the thinking is, and Clyde was talking about this earlier, he seems to think it's Georgia, too, up there. All right, I'll take a call or two before we get to the top. Blake Ruffino coming up, hour two, top of the hour. And then after that, we have Dan Harrelson from Sports Illustrated. Wolverine Dan down in the Rocket City. Welcome in. Hello, Dan.
Can you hear me, sir?
I've got you.
Okay, yeah, I'm calling in regards to the phone call of Last Chance Bar and whatnot.
Yeah.
On the way to Key West. When we were there just about, I don't know, maybe about 4 months ago, a place called the No Name Pub. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
It used to be a bait and tackle shop and then in the general store, and then they also had a brothel upstairs. And that was that way for quite a long time. It's in the boonies. It's off the beaten path. And in 1936, they actually made it into an eatery. And it's been that ever since, and they got really good food there. So if you ever get a chance going that way, driving the to Key West from Miami. It's not far from downtown Key West, several miles. But it's called the No Name Pub. It's been there for a long time.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind if I'm down there. I've never driven that. I've flown in there, but I've never driven it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually very interesting to drive it. I think you'd like
it,
quite a bit.
Yep, I've heard.
So anyway, getting back to Michigan, and I will say this, my friend, mediocrity is what's been going on for quite a few years. It was great to win last year against Ohio State, but, you know, the powers that be, Bill, you know, Harbaugh ain't going nowhere. But Harbaugh will have to probably quit before they get rid of him, because, first off, winning that game last year is going to give him several years of a free pass. But to me, I know it's only one game, but having a great season and a successful season, to me, is a great season is winning that game at the end of the year, period.
Well, and winning the league.
And that's very successful. But all these years prior to that, Bill, so last year was a wonderful year, except for the last game we played, but Georgia was really good. You know, Bill, I just, mediocrity, that's what they've been having there every year, and the powers that be, Bill, is okay with them, because they're drawing the people to the stadium, people are buying their gear and everything, so, I mean, they're being successful financially, but when it comes to that last game of the year, you know, how many years in a row did they beat us, what, 5-6 years in a row or something?
Who, Ohio State? They beat you every year since 2011, and then prior to that.
Right. So, I mean, it is what it is, Bill. So, I mean, you know, and I have no control over that. But there's people that have the control will take that success, what I say, a good year, and not have that game be a victory at the end of the year. So, I'm that fan that loves this program. I love everything about it. But, Bill, I tell you, we've got to beat that last game of the year.
Dan, appreciate the call. There's the music. Booting us off. Yeah, everybody, the host gets booted off. Yeah, the host gets the ejection seat. when the music hits. It's a hard count, man. It's a hard count. You can't fight the hard count. Blake Graffino coming up after the break. And then Dan Harris. No Brett Ciancia today. He sent me a message and said, Bill, I'm sick. I'm bedridden. I've got that virus. Hopefully be back next week. He'll be back. We'll get him back next week. Omni Nashville Hotel.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. What happened on January 6th on Capitol Hill?